Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With the third pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Jeff Okudah, defensive back, Ohio State.
We were open for business, as you guys know, and nothing was ever put in front of us to evaluate. So, listen, teams do a very in-depth analysis of your roster and your needs and your contract situations. So, not to put down, you know, the pundits out there, but, like, the teams know better than the people that are reporting on it about what teams need and what teams can actually do. It's pretty interesting because the two teams that are behind us directly were the Giants and the Dolphins, and I'm very close friends with both their head coaches. I worked with for a very long time. They know myself, they know Matt, and they can look at our team and they can evaluate our needs and they can look at our contracts, and we never got a firm offer.
Oh, and what you hear right there is a total passing of the buck. And I love it. I can't wait to dive in on this. So let's just go. It is hilarious to me. The day after the draft, and whether you're in Detroit, whether you're in New York today, whether you are in Jacksonville, each GM is selling the same line, the same cop-out. You can go look. Oh, man, nobody made us any offers. I can't trade. It takes two to dance, fellas. Yuck, 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 yuck. Well, you know, those pundits don't realize other teams look at our roster. You're kidding me, Bob. You're right. I'm just an ignorant slut up here. I have no idea what I'm doing. I have no concept that teams look at your roster and salary allocation before deciding to trade with you. Man, I'll be... That's why you sit in the big chair, buckaroo. But you know the difference? I'm not a huckleberry. And I'm not a team cheerleader, and I'm not a shill, and I'm not on your payroll. I'm an adult, and I don't believe you. And I don't think a lot of self-respecting adults like myself today believe you. Because it's very simple. You didn't do your job last night. Oh, that's right. My dog could have made that pick. Honestly, you were attached to Okudah for months. You did nothing to change that narrative. But see, it'd be easy to sit here and beat up on Quinn like a cheap pinata filled with a bunch of cheap candies. But this is bigger than Bob Quinn. Let me tell you a little story about a franchise. Because this is really how it works. You know, I'm just a pundit, though. This goes back to this 100-year-old woman who runs this franchise and her daughter, who has no qualifications to run this franchise, putting a public ultimatum out when they should have just stepped up and fired said GM and coach Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia. But see, that's the problem because it's a family tradition to keep people around too long. Martha learned real well from her husband, who kept people around far too long. So problem one is you should have just fired these two. And what I told you was going to happen happened. You put an ultimatum on them. Everyone in the league knows they got to save their ass. They're on thin ice. Okay, tough to sell. They're going to take Tua. Then we get whispers of a Stafford trade. And what does Bob Quinn do? Starts polishing doorknobs. That's right. All of Stafford's knobs in the house. They're all clean. because this organization will not so much as lightly hurt Matthew Stafford's feelings. I would never trade Matthew Stafford, exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. If I could use 12 of them, I would. We are blessed to have Matthew Stafford. Who the hell's asking you guys to go out there and say that stuff? Oh, you guys think I'm trading Stafford? Guess what? I am. Just kidding. Or am I? I don't know. You guys can talk till April. Oh, but what if Stafford gets upset? Don't care. Don't care. It's the season of misinformation. But
we
nobody ever believed
a firm offer.
Yeah, no one believes you. No one with a brain. Now, listen, if you want to take every GM at their word, and they're all known liars, they all lie during draft season. They all lie because they can't tell the truth. It would cost them their job. Like, could you imagine if Bob Quinn goes out, yeah, we got a couple of trade offers, I just said no to him. He'd get destroyed. But if he's saying what he's saying, and Gettleman's saying what he's saying, and every GM who didn't do their job last night saying the same thing, at what point do some of you dullards ask yourself, maybe they're just not being honest? You got an owner who put him in a bad spot. You got a GM who took the bad spot and made it worse. And then here's the ultimate problem. Even if Bob Quinn wanted to take Tua, I don't believe Martha would allow it. And this is where a real owner, which you don't have. Martha's not real. Sheila's not real. They're just a part of a losing legacy. If you had a real owner, a real owner steps in when Bob comes to me and goes, listen, I got no offers for this pick. Miami doesn't believe me. You know what you do? Take him. What do you mean take him? You said you'd fire me. Don't worry about that. This is my team. It's my candy store. Go back to Miami. Tell them if they don't do business, they're not getting their guy. What do you mean? Click. With the number three pick, the Lions take Tua. Pick up the phone and call Miami. Believe me now? Well, fine. We'll take Herbert. Cool. Click. Call the Chargers. Hey, FYI, we have Tua. As you know, you just saw it on TV. And Miami, yeah, they're taking Herbert. Want to dance? No? Fine. I'll keep the guy. See, this is the problem. It's a breakdown in systems, and it's a breakdown in accountability. By doing what you did publicly and not firing these two incompetent people, you've kind of taken away a lot of their power. And then really, they're just not talented people as it is. Bob Quinn is not some talented GM who can broker deals. If he is, please give me evidence of it. Please dazzle me with Bob Quinn's resume. He's not going to be able to compel others to believe a lie. Only the great GMs do that. So it's a systematic failing, and that's really what the Lions have been for 70 years. Bob Quinn coming to you and saying, I didn't get an offer. Tough to make a deal when none's there, guys, so let's just keep our eye on the prize. We got a great player. Doesn't it button it up nicely? I mean, think about it. It's like the perfect alibi. Don't ask me to do my job. I couldn't. Bob Quinn selling you that there were no trade offers is the equivalent of me selling my employer, well, you see, there are no listeners because there's no sports. It doesn't work that way. Do your job. I don't give a damn if there's sports or no sports. I'm going to continue to entertain. And I'm going to continue to draw an audience. It's what I'm paid to do. I don't make excuses. See, it wouldn't be allowed in the real world. But what happens is, and I'm not calling anyone out by name in any particular city, I'm saying in general, you get beat writers who get these quotes, run them, and it absolves the team. No one wants to call these guys out for what it is. It's all a dog and pony show in most of these towns. The same teams are picking in the top 10 damn near every year because they're bad, and they employ bad people, and they're owned by bad people. And you let them off the hook because you're buying the perfect alibi. I couldn't do my job, so therefore take what I'm giving you. That's what Bob Quinn is saying. And I'm not lining up for that gruel. Reality could have set in very quickly last night. If you don't do business with me, I'm telling you, I've been empowered by my owner. We're taking Tua. You're full of it. All right, click. Yeah, that's what a real owner would empower her GM to do, even though she said she might fire said GM. Doesn't matter. You don't have a real owner. You never have. So this is a systematic failing, and Bob Quinn is only a cog in the wheel, a big part of it, but it's not total. But if you're tuning into this show, like I always love when GMs play that card. Well, you see, the average folk wouldn't understand what it is we do here. No, I think we understand quite well. I think today's fans, not all, and maybe not a majority, but a good amount of today's fans actually grasp what a cap table looks like. Like what your contracts look like. What values are. I think your little arrogant deal there probably doesn't fly because, in fact, you're objectively terrible at your job. So, yeah, you know, you're kind of dumping on the pipe fitters out there or the pizza delivery boy when, in fact, I'm pretty sure if I paid him $4 million a year and let him just do football 18 hours a day, I don't think they would do worse than you because you're objectively terrible. And as I said yesterday, you haven't heard me say, will not hear me say now, and probably won't ever say something negative about Jeff Okuda. I can't. Rock solid young man, damn fine football player. But this is an organizational failing because you had the third pick and two of the next three picks were quarterbacks. And you know what Miami did? You're a bunch of fools. You're never going to take them. So pound sand. And you know what? They were right. But then again, guys like me, we're just pundits. Like, we don't realize what Stafford makes. Or we don't realize what the roster looks like. And yeah, nah, we don't realize the value of a quarterback making 10 cents on the dollar has in today's league. So it's cool. I'm just going to go take a bong rip and pound a bag of Cheetos while you play three-dimensional chess. I'll just enjoy some checkers, right? The bottom line is, there's going to be a lot of people like me today who simply don't believe you, Bob. And that's cool, because here's how the game works. You'll run back into your bunker. You might talk before the season, if there is a season. You'll disappear again and talk after the season, if you're not fired. And the beat goes on. There's no accountability here. There never has been. And there's not a visionary at the top of the organization. There never has been. So what Lion fans are going to be fed is gruel. More of the unflavored gruel you've been fed for 70 years. Okuda's a very good player. But so is Darius Slay. So congratulations. You replace Slay with Slay. Awesome. I think. Except you still have $39 million of cap space, Bob. But there I go again just being a pundit, right? Man, I got to get it together. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.